You're listening to the best of the big band era, only here at the Big Band Serenade.
Another Humphrey Gummardella production.
Good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are. It's a rainy day here in Dallas, and welcome to the Big Band Serenade. This week our featured artist is Earl Gardner. He was one of the most distinctive of all pianists. Proved that it was possible to be a sophisticated player without knowing how to read music. That a creative jazz musician can be very popular without watering down his music. And that it is possible to remain an enthusiastic player without changing one's style once it's formed. He was brilliant and no one sounded like him. Earl Gardner on a medium tempo pieces often started the beat with his left hand like a rhythm guitar, while his right hand played chords slightly behind the beat, creating a memorable effect. His playful free-form introductions, which forced his sidemen to really listen. His ability to play stunning runs without once glancing at the keyboard, and the pure joy that he displayed while performing were also part of the Earl Gardner magic. Gardner, who was the older brother of Linton, is also a fine pianist. He appeared on the radio with the Kansas City Kids, the Candy Kids. At the age of 10, after working locally in Pittsburgh, he moved to New York in 1944 and worked with Sam Stewart's trio during 1944 to 1945 before going out on his own. By 1946, Gardner had his sound together, and when he backed Charlie Parker on his famous Cool Blues session in 1947, the pianist was already an obvious giant. His unclassifiable style had an orchestral approach straight from the swing era, but it was open to innovations of bop. From the early 1950s, Gardner's accessible style became very popular, and he never seemed to have an off day up until his forced retirement due to an illness in 1975. His composition, Misty, became a standard. Earl Gardner, who had the ability to sit at the piano without prior planning and record three albums in one day, all colorful first takes, made many records throughout his career for such companies as Savoy, Mercury, RCA, Dial, Columbia, EMC, ABC, Paramount, MGM, Reprise, and his own Octave label. He wasn't just a recording artist. He was an extremely talented man with a great gift at the piano and a great gift that only God can give a person. So let's sit back and enjoy some of the great music of Earl Gardner. Our first selection of the show is his great masterpiece, Misty, from 1950.
Thank you.
You know, he was best known for his composition of Misty, and was also featured in 1971 in the movie called Play Misty for Me. Gardner released a romantic version of Laura in 1946, which sold 500,000 copies. He also captured the media's attention and appeared on The Tonight Show, hosted by Steve Allen, which further catapulted him into the public eye. Now let's listen to Laura. Next, from 1945, the classic, I've Got You Under My Skin. Thank you. had such an effortless style. Our next tune is from 1949, Reverie. His music is so relaxing, it just as if it just flowed from him. Next, from 1949, Skylark. Thank you. composition is a little bit more theatrical. My Heart Stood Still from 1950. Next is a Gershwin composition performed by Earl Garner's trio, Oh Lady Be Good, from 1952.
Thank you.
next for your enjoyment is a great composition called Dancing in the Dark from 1952. This is Earl Garner at his greatest. Back to 1947 and listen to some of his earlier work, Pastel. 1949, he released on the Savoy label, I Want a Little Girl. Our next tune is one I know you've all heard. It's a Roger and Hart composition from 1946, Where or When. Next tune was released on the Atlantic label. He did a lot of really good work on that Atlantic label in the 49 through 50 range. It was released in 1950, Serenade in Blue by the Earl Garner Trio. Thank you. Dear friends, it's time to close our show once again for this week. I hope that you enjoyed the music of Earl Gardner. The Big Band Serenade, you know, I try every week to present something new from the Big Band era, and I hope that you appreciate it, and I hope that you enjoy it each and every week. Well, I'm going to close the show with another Rodgers and Hart composition performed by the Earl Gardner Trio from 1949, Easy to Remember.
Expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met, it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. I know it's over, and yet it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, and though it brings me regret, easy to remember, and so hard to forget.
Have a great week.
Hi, everyone. It's Bob Camardello with a quick tip for all you old-time radio fans. Effective today, you can listen to these terrific programs from your cell phone or your landline. Just dial 425-905-1567 and follow the prompts. Great entertainment at your fingertips. Once again, phone number 425-905-1567.